Afghanistan, NATO's war, not Obama's war.
It is important for the American people to remember that Afghanistan is not just an American battle. We are joined by a NATO-led coalition made up of 48 nations with over 40,000 troops from allied and partner countries, and we honor the service and sacrifice of every single one.
The president in Lisbon 7 months ago, he was talking then about how and when to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan.
That was before the bin Laden raid and many coalition casualties ago. Tonight, the president makes it public. Troops coming home, on schedule, ahead of schedule. Is there a schedule? The long Afghanistan scram begins. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
The president speaks to the nation tonight. We'll take a look. Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 22nd.
That's at the top of the news this morning. President Obama is expected to announce a drawdown of U.S. troops from Afghanistan during his speech to the nation. Just how many are leaving is still unknown. Our partner, the New York Times, reports all 30,000 soldiers sent during last year's so-called surge will be called home by the end of next year. Other reports cite senior defense officials saying that number will be 10,000, with 5,000 troops coming home this summer and the rest by winter or spring.
There are a lot of factors in this equation, such as cost. The war costs about $10 billion a month. Outgoing Defense Secretary Robert Gates calls the cost issue sustainability.
The president has to take into account on any national security issue sustainability here at home, both among the public and in the Congress.
There's also the mounting criticism of U.S. military operations by Afghan President Hamid Karzai. The U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry, says Americans there feel unappreciated.
We hear ourselves being called occupiers and worse, and our generous aid programs are being dismissed as totally ineffective and the source of all corruption, our pride is offended, and we begin to lose our inspiration to carry on.
There are more than 100,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan now. The U.S. and its allies have set the end of 2014 as a target date for ending the combat mission.
The president has laid out the U.S. rules of the road when it comes to cyber warfare. He signed executive orders that place protocols on everything from planting viruses overseas to using cyber attacks to bring down an enemy's electrical grid or defense network. Let's look at Greece now and the sounds of the financial crisis. From inside Greek parliament, the prime minister survived a vote of confidence.
Luko to Athens, Skandalidis Konstantinos, yes.
There was a different sound just outside the parliament. Where thousands once again protested a plan that calls for deep spending cuts and higher taxes. That plan has to be passed for Greece to receive EU bailout money and avoid defaulting on its debts.
Jury selection begins this morning in the trial of five current or former New Orleans police officers. They're charged in the deadly shootings of unarmed residents on a bridge during the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. J.P. Morgan Chase has agreed to pay $153 million to settle civil fraud charges that it misled investors about the value of its mortgage-backed securities.
Mexican President Felipe Calderon says police have arrested the leader of La Familia, one of the country's largest cartels. In Bahrain, 8 Shiite activists have been given life sentences for allegedly plotting to overthrow the state. While in Yemen, officials say at least 40 al-Qaeda fighters escaped from a prison this morning in the country's nearly lawless south.
Federal Reserve expected to announce that it will keep interest rates the same during its meeting today. Asian markets mostly up, European indices mostly down. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,190, the S&P at 1,295, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,687. All morning long, we're going to be thinking about the president's speech tonight, talking about a drawdown in Afghanistan. But could this be the big Mormon moment in America? A look at Mormonism in pop culture and politics with two GOP candidates, a hit Broadway show. We're also going to be looking ahead to the president's speech tonight, as we mentioned, and we want to hear from you. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.